This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to another how-to video. In this video, we will explain how to perform ruqya. Now, ruqya is the act of reciting ayat from the Quran and supplications from the Sunnah for health purposes. Inshallah ta'ala, in this video we will cover important principles related to ruqya, practical steps on how to perform ruqya, and how to ensure your ruqya is effective. Ruqya is a means, or a sabab. What that means is that just like medicine, it is a tool. However, ultimately healing comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Among Allah's names is Ash-Shafi, the healer. So ruqya is simply the means through which we seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help by reciting these ayats and these du'as. Secondly, not every issue is a spiritual disease. We have to be cautious of over-diagnosing our spiritual ailments such as jinn, sihir, ayn. Not everything that happens to you is that, and it's important to consult someone that is knowledgeable about this. Thirdly, remember, life is a test. Illnesses and trials are part of the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah himself was tested with sihir, and he responded by turning to Allah and performing ruqya upon himself. It's also important to have basic knowledge of Islam. Those performing ruqya should have sound knowledge of the Quran and the Sunnah, and the specific supplication used for healing. This ensures that someone with ill intentions cannot deceive you into thinking that what they are saying or doing is Islamically sound. Finally, ruqya is recitation. What that means is that listening to audios of a ruqya recitation is not the same as actually doing the ruqya yourself or the ruqya being done on you. You can listen to Quran to supplement, but it's generally beneficial, but it can never substitute the actual recitation of the Quran and the du'as. Now we'll move on how to perform ruqya. And it's important to remember that the whole Quran, all chapters, are a source of healing. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we send down the Quran, that which is healing and mercy. However, there are some specific ayats and chapters that are highly effective for ruqya. We will start with what we should recite from the Quran, and then we'll move on from some of the du'as that are highly effective for ruqya and healing from the sunnah. To begin with, start with purifying your intentions, as niyyah is extremely important for every act of worship that we do. Then say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Recite the following surahs and ayat from the Quran, starting with Surah Al-Fatiha. Surah Al-Fatiha is one of the most powerful chapters for healing. It is known as Ash-Shafiyah, the one that heals. And there is a narration from the Sahaba where one of the companions read Surah Al-Fatiha on a man who was bitten by a scorpion, and he was cured with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet approved of this practice. The second is Ayatul Kursi. You are all familiar with this ayah. It is a powerful ayah for protection and healing. The Prophet ﷺ advised us to recite Ayatul Kursi before sleep and for protection from the shayateen. Then it's the last two ayats of Surah Al-Baqarah. The Prophet ﷺ again ordered us to recite these and mentioned that whoever recites these two ayats at night, it will be enough for him. And this teaches us that the power and the potency the last ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah have. And finally, it is the four quls. Qul huwa Allahu ahad, qul ya ayyuhal kafirun, qul a'udhu bin nas, and qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq. These four quls, if you will, are all a source of protection against harm, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged us to recite them often throughout the day, three times in the morning, in the evening, and they are a source of healing, especially the mu'awidatayn, which are the last two chapters of the Quran. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would blow into his hands and wipe over his body when he was ill, and so did Aisha radiallahu anha when he was ill, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To summarize, when it comes to ruqya, what you should recite, again, the whole Quran is ruqya, but what you should recite specifically is Surah Al-Fatiha, the Ayatul Kursi, the last two ayats of Surah Al-Baqarah, and the four quls. You can read these once, you can read them three times, or you can read them seven times. And even if you do more, this is perfectly fine as well. Now we're going to go through the adhkar, the supplication that you can also read in addition to the ayat from the Quran as a source of healing, of course. Starting with the dua that the Prophet ﷺ taught us, Allahumma rabban nas, adhib al-ba'sa, washfi anta shafi, la shifa illa shifa'uk, shifa'an la yughadiru saqama. This is a powerful dua for reading. The Prophet ﷺ encouraged us to read it 3 times, and he used to do this when he visited a sick person. The second one is the following dua: أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق. Again, the Prophet ﷺ would recite this 3 times in the morning and 3 times in the evening for protection, and we should do the same. And again, it's really good to recite it for ruqyah. There are other versions of this dua as well, some longer, some shorter, but they all start with أعوذ بكلمات الله, I seek refuge in the words of Allah. So any type of those duas, please recite them when you are making ruqyah for yourself or for others. If you're doing it for yourself, you say أعوذ, which means I seek refuge. And if you're doing it for someone else, then you say أعيذك if it's a man, or أعوذك if it is a woman. Then we have the dua that the Prophet ﷺ would recite when he would visit someone that is sick. أسأل الله العظيم رب العرش العظيم أن يشفيك. Again, he would say this 7 times. And if you're doing it for yourself, instead of يشفيك, you say يشفيني. أسأل الله العظيم رب العرش العظيم أن يشفيني. Another important dua or dhikr that you recite when you're sick is the following. The Prophet ﷺ taught us to say Bismillah, Bismillah, Bismillah 3 times while holding the place that hurts. And then he would say أعوذ بعزة الله وقدرته من شر ما أجد وأحاذر 7 times. This is of course something that you can do for yourself and also for the person that you are doing ruqyah on. Of course, there are rules when it comes to touching the opposite gender. So if you are doing ruqyah on someone that is not a mahram to you, then you wouldn't be touching them as you are reciting these adhkar and these du'as. So how do we perform the ruqyah? Now we know what to recite, but what else do we do? We blow and cup our hands. So after reciting, and that could be after you recite one ayah or one surah or one du'a, you cup your hands and you blow in them, and then you rub and wipe the affected area or the area that you feel pain. This is a practice common that the Prophet ﷺ would do often before he sleeps and also when he was sick or someone else was sick. You can also blow on the person after each ayah or on yourself. This is also an effective way. And you can also do nafath. Nafath is when you blow, but there is some moisture that comes with it. And also, while you're reciting, you can hold the person where the pain is as you're doing the reciting, even massaging the area as you recite and perform nafath. When performing ruqyah on other people, make sure that you are following the guidelines of our deen, and also that you ensure that you know what their comfort level is. Maybe someone doesn't want to be touched, or maybe someone does not want that you blow on them. You can then just recite the Quran with the intention that Allah heals them through it. What you can also do is use water or olive oil, for example, in ruqyah. So you recite over the water, or you recite on the water, the du'as and the Quran, and then you do nafath, or you blow, or you just read it with the intention, and then the person that is sick drinks it yourself, or the person you're performing ruqyah on, they drink that, or they wash it in the area that was afflicted. Similarly with oil, especially olive oil, because it is a blessed tree, like Allah says in the Quran, and like the Prophet ﷺ said, that the olive tree is a blessed tree. Of course, the same can be said about black seed oil. In any case, what you do is you recite over it and then you apply it to where it hurts. What about specific ruqyah for jinn and sihr? When it comes to specifically dealing with these, again, it's important that you involve someone that has knowledge and experience. But among the most effective ayat that we can recite it is Surah Al-Baqarah. All of Surah Al-Baqarah is important because it repels sihr, like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that the magicians cannot confront it. Similarly, the Mu'awidatain, Surah Al-Falaq and Surah Al-Nas, the last 2 chapters of the Quran, they are highly effective when it comes to sihr. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, when sihr was done on him, that's when these 2 surahs were revealed, and it was that which helped him get better. So how do we ensure that our ruqyah is as effective as possible? We start by strengthening our iman. The stronger your faith and your iman is, the stronger your ruqyah is going to be. So make sure that we are always working on our iman and worshipping Allah and being close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, is following the sunnah. As you are performing ruqyah, we follow the prescribed sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This involves what we recite, how we recite, and what we do as well. The closer to the sunnah, the more potent and effective the ruqyah is going to be. And also, consistency in our own worship and piety. If you're someone that's regularly performing their salah, regularly making wudu, regularly reading Quran, then this gives you a stronger connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then again your ruqyah will be more effective. And finally, experience and practice. With time and practice, ruqyah becomes more effective as you become more familiar with the ayats and the supplications that work in different situations. Inshallah ta'ala, by following these steps, you can perform ruqyah effectively upon yourself and upon your family. Remember, ruqyah is not just for spiritual illnesses such as jinn, sihr, or ayn, but rather it's for all illnesses, whether you have the flu or a headache or a physical pain that you can feel in your knee. It doesn't matter. All of it, you can do ruqyah, of course. And the healer, the true healer, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we attach our hearts to Allah, not the person reciting the Quran. The same way we don't attach our hearts to the doctor, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is extremely important to understand. Ruqyah is also not a substitute for conventional medicine. Conventional medicine, as well as ruqyah, are all means whereby we seek health from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
If you found this video helpful, please make sure to like, subscribe, and share with your friends. For more videos like this, check out our full how-to playlist in the description below. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.